are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Well, it's not too close. It's just too close for me. I almost didn't have my coffee ready to go, and that would have just been tragic. But I did it. I pulled it together. It's happening. Let me get it mixed up here. You can see some of the white, the cream on the side. Can you get that mixed in or I won't get my full vanilla flavor? Welcome to the show. It's Toward Anarchy. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining me. It is a beautiful Sunday here in the middle of America. I'm in Topeka, Kansas. It's the 5th if you are live with me. If not, as always, you go to towardanarchy.com and just dig into the archive and you can follow along there. Just look for July 5th. Hopefully you had a wonderful celebration yesterday. Hopefully you were celebrating liberty and not statism. But, you know, either way, hopefully you had a great barbecue. I don't know what it was like in the rest of the world. I barely know what it's like on my block, let's face it. But here, they canceled all of the shows. They canceled all the fireworks shows, all the displays. Nothing going on. And Kansas is one of these places where you can actually still celebrate the 4th of July. You can actually still buy large fireworks here. They recently made it so bottle rockets are illegal, but you can still buy large stuff that you can launch into the air and blow up. It's not just sparklers and fountains like it is in some places. Someplace in Colorado, I remember growing up as a kid, at some point along the way in about junior high, maybe high school, they finally illegalized everything. It was a slow thing. My earliest memories, I can remember the bottle rockets and all the big fireworks and M80s and M100s. These were all things that these were real things. and we had them for a long time. And then all of a sudden, the bottle rockets went away. And then it was the jumping jacks that were gone. And then it couldn't be anything that left the ground. And then in Denver now, you can't light any. In Colorado, I don't think there's anywhere that any private individual is allowed to light fireworks anymore. Anything. None at all. So Kansas is one of these places where you still can. They're slowly trying to whittle it away, just like they do everything. Like I said, they took away the bottle rockets not long ago, and that's how it began in Colorado. I think that's probably how it begins in a lot of places when they ban fireworks. And so what happened here was, with all the displays being canceled, with no major displays, everybody did their own display. Now, it's crazy here on the 4th of July every year anyway, because of the fact that the fireworks are legal. They're going off everywhere. And if there's, if it's still air or wet air or anything like that, and it can be pretty moist here. I know our Texas listeners know what I mean. It's not quite as bad as it can get, but it can get pretty bad. You walk out of the house and you're just instantly drenched in sweat, those kind of days. If it's like that, the smoke can hang around in the air forever. But last night, there was no hope for anything. It didn't matter which direction you turn, there were fireworks going off in the sky. And what was neat and interesting about it is because they have, within the last couple of years, again, this is all they're starting to change it. I'm sitting here being able to witness it. They've changed they've mandated the time period now. You can only light fireworks on a certain day for certain times, or certain days for certain times. I think it's 3-day period, 2-day period. And you have to be done. And the only one that's midnight is the 4th. That's it. Everything else is by 11 o'clock. It has to be done every other day. You have to be done shooting. And so they're slowly whittling that away. It was just crazy last night to see it like that, because it would be like that every year, except this year it was just 10 times it. Just every direction you turn. If you went up on a hill and just turned and looked, you fireworks everywhere. And something I've never experienced before, even with dozens and dozens of stands around the city, they were emptied. And they slowly get more empty and more empty. They kept narrowing down the number of tables that they had and bringing the product in closer and closer. And there was just to the point that the one just right down the street here was one table. That was all that was left about 8 o'clock last night or so when we headed for grandma's house. It was interesting to see. It was nice because I knew that people were celebrating and they're sharing and they're doing the family thing and everybody's having fun. So I hope you did it. And like I said, I hope you did it. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you celebrated liberty and not the state. You know, I hope it wasn't about the flag waving. I hope it was about being free. I mean, stop with any of this pretense that the nation gives us our freedom of it, or that we, the people, actually make up what this nation projects around the world. That some things we do, some things are very, very accurate. But a lot of many other things are brought on by, you know, our good friends at the state. So what do? We learn how to live in anarchy every day, or live with anarchy every day, if you will, because it's all around us. And in this case, I just have to tell you, there's so much to talk about that I don't even know where to begin, whether it's about anarchy or whether it's about socialism or whether it's about the president and the speech that he gave and some of the, you know, what many people saw as questionable things he said. We could talk about false flags. We could talk about George Floyd. Oh, man, everybody. My unpopular opinion is really popular. And my unpopular opinion is this, is that statism killed George Floyd and not racism. And boy, that unpopular opinion got popular real quick, and plenty of feedback and talking about it. And everybody has their own opinion about it. And one of the things that keeps popping up about, I say, one in four, one in five, maybe 20% of the people that are talking about it have something to say about it being a false flag, that there's problems with the timestamps on the videos. I haven't seen the timestamp thing. I've seen the people have mentioned how the paramedics seemed like they were cops because they had armor on. Well, if you didn't know this, maybe you're in a smaller city and it's not something that's happening there. In some of the bigger cities, firemen and paramedics and other first responders have to wear bulletproof vests. They get attacked. I'm just saying. So if that's true, if you believe that's what you saw, it very well could just be paramedics. They mishandled the body. There's talk about that. And I think that's because he was already dead. I think we know that he was already dead. They knew that, and they were trying to get him out of there as quickly as possible. So some people have talked about that being sort of weird and anomalous, and the way they handle it. It looked like panic to me. That's what I saw. And then they talked about the difference in the vehicles, the police cruisers that were there. Well, I don't know if you were paying attention, because I know you're looking for conspiracy, because they exist. I'm not telling you they don't. But I don't know if you were paying close enough attention or not, but it was two different police, two different districts. That's why the cars look different. Sorry. It's as simple as that. One was park police, some kind of park police, something like that. And another was regular city police. It's something along those lines. I remember it specifically off the top of my head. It's been weeks ago that I looked at it already. It was a long time ago that I looked at this stuff and just sort of dismissed any necessary specific conspiracy about some of the things that they were talking about there, because I just didn't see anything. And, you know, everybody sees stuff differently. My question with these false flag things a lot of times, especially when it comes to the guns, is why. What's the point? You conduct a false flag operation. You back a false flag operation that ends up killing people using some madmen with guns. And what happens? That's right. That's exactly what happens. People the next day go out and buy a lot more guns. So if your agenda is to demonize guns, actually using guns to kill people isn't going to do it. That's going to get people to realize that they need to have guns. One of the things that's been funny since the George Floyd thing, all of these people, particularly people on the left, that are coming now to people on the right and saying, where do I get a gun? How do I get a gun? How do I protect myself? What do I do? Following the George Floyd with all the protests and everything like that. So that right there tells me that you can't do that. What's the point? It's not going to help your situation. It certainly never worked in America. Everybody here is armed, and we're happy to be armed. And the only places that they seem to be really in danger is the places where we're told we can't carry our arms. You know, movie theater, that happened not so long ago. School, how many times has that happened? Correlation isn't causation, but how many correlative things do you need to add up before they say, how many times does it have to happen before you say, okay, this is a problem? So the idea of a false flag to try to take the guns, using guns, it just doesn't fly with me. It's never worked. Because it's increased gun ownership. It's increased gun awareness. No, that's not it. Something else, maybe. A lot of people say in Freemasons. That specifically Freemasons, because apparently there's some ties there. Of course, the police, there, a lot of them are Masons. So there's always going to be that tie, anything that involves the police. But then there's this connection between George Floyd and the officer that killed him, that they worked together in a club years ago. So there's all kinds of weird things going on there. Could just be that the guy was a jerk and a racist and a real piece of crap, and he used his badge and his authority, his position to kill this man. And he wouldn't. You know, everybody said, "Oh, racism did it. Racism did it." You know, I have my friend Danny Panzella in here, and of course we're still having the conversation because, you know, we said it when we were having the conversation. We're not solving the racism problem by having this conversation, so we're still having the conversation. And he believes it was both. He believes that statism is a weapon in this case, and that a racist wielded it. That's fine. But there are lots and lots and lots of people all across the nation and the world who are racist, who don't kill people of other race every single day, even though they may want to. They may feel like they deserve, they have the right to, but they don't. And a lot of the reason that they don't do it, the biggest reason that they don't do it, is simply because they're probably moral good people. Next one is because they're not cops. They don't have a badge. They can't get away with murdering somebody if they feel like it. They don't get to just holler, he's going for my gun. I fear for my life. That doesn't work for us. I get so sick of that. There was a march in Friday night in Denver for a black man that was killed here a year or so ago. And some police were caught on tape making fun of him in the choke. The guys that killed him were caught on tape making fun of him. And so it was a march in Denver, in Aurora, on the police station. They actually marched on the police station and had it surrounded. I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know what the outcome of it was. But this is it, you know, this is crazy, right? This whole notion that all of a sudden we're having to deal with this madness of these, it's a leftist agitated movement, right? I'm certain I'm right about that too. I know that there's some good people down there on the ground. There always are in these things that want to do the right thing. But, you know, the leaders of the Black Lives Movement came right out and said that they are Marxist trained. The two, I believe it's the two black ladies that originally started the actual Black Lives Matters movement have been clear on record. They made no bones about it that they are Marxists. So, this question of racism is just being used as an excuse, as all of these things are. Yeah, lots of people who are racist kill without badges, but badges kill people all the time. All the time. And they'll do it with impunity because they know that they're not going to have any problems. You know, worst case scenario, they get fired and they go get a job in the next town over. That's it. It happens all the time. There's no system for keeping bad cops from becoming cops in some other place. And generally, you think about it, it's a group, it's a gang. They all go together. They know what they're doing. They're connected with each other. They contact each other. They have their organizations like the Masons. They have community where they can tell each other where to go. Well, these guys are authoritarian pieces of crap. I mean, these are the best cops in the world over here in this city. Why don't you go apply for them? You're a murderer and a scumbag. You'll be protected by them. Topeka, I wonder, is a man on the Topeka Police Department, Michael Cruz. It's killed multiple people in different ways and shoots dogs. And he's been on the force forever. And he's still, so anytime the police around here have anything to say about being different, about changing things or about training or any of the hollow crap that we've been putting up with for the last 60 plus years when it comes to these pigs, it's just lip service. It's garbage. It's complete crap because they harbor a murderer amongst their own. They harbor amongst their own many other people. Here's the thing about it. Okay, I've told you when George Floyd was killed that he was about the 400th person this year already killed by cops, and that it was actually slow because the coronavirus had slowed things down a little bit. Well, five other people at least were murdered by cops on the same day in one way or another, whether justified or not. I don't care. That's not my argument. It's just that six people that day, that's double the running average of the last decade for the police. That's double on that day, six people. At least that we know of. Joe, Luis Castellano, Justin Mink, Deion Johnson, Gary Dorton, Raymar Gagarin, and then, of course, George Floyd, all died on the same day. So this happens all the time. Of course, the question is, why does it happen? Why did it happen to be on camera? Well, cameras are everywhere now. In all six of those cases, only one of those cases was a cop that shut off his own camera. And it was the only camera around to see anything. So there was no witness, no nothing. The rest of those, everybody saw what happened. So this whole movement is really kind of backwards. And that's why I guess a lot of people look at it and go, well, if this is what happens, it's the Hegelian dialectic thing. We know what they're going to do. So this is why a lot of people, I think, are probably questioning it. You know, it doesn't take much to produce something like a George Floyd murder. I'm not saying it's not fake. I'm just saying that again, there seems to be very little point to most of these things that people call conspiracy. Now, 9/11, okay, that's obvious. There was thousands of people killed, massive destruction, purposely caught right on tape so that everybody could see it, bring in fear, bring in the police state, militarize the police. Obvious, a good reason behind that. And we can see it today. Many of us saw it then and looked at it and said, that's what's going to happen, including myself live as it was happening on TV. So this is what's going to happen, that we would be where we are today, ultimately, if not sooner. So I see a point there. Everybody watched it. Everybody saw it. Killer cops thing. Again, so many all the time. And then here was the point that really I wanted to get at, and that's that if we're seeing 1,200 people a year or more killed by cops, whatever reason, doesn't matter whether they were justified or not. That's not what I'm talking about. They did it. That's not, you're not, that's not what their job is. Their job is not to kill people, supposedly. Their job is supposedly to serve and protect. It's not their job to kill people. But if they're killing that many, how many are they maiming on a daily basis? How many people are they violating all across the nation? How many people are they robbing? Most of them. All these other questions have to follow as well. So, and the big question of why this particular murder? There's no particular reason, and I don't think there's any reasoning behind it. And I think that the reason you're seeing the crazy response, the riots and stuff like that, is because of the fact that we were pent up. And then, of course, we have years of pent up frustration with the police too. So that is where I believe it's at. Hey, Ethan the Farmer is my guest, and he's going to be in here in just about 10 minutes. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam? Have all the adults in your household?
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Right back into it. Go to towardanarchy.com. That's the place to be, towardanarchy.com. And from that page right there, you can see, if you're with me live, on the front page, July 5th, Ethan the Farmer. He's an old friend. He's my guest today. He'll join us here in a few minutes. We're going to catch up, talk about activism on the farm through his little project that he has going, Get to Know Your Farmer. We'll also maybe dive into some personal areas of family and relationships and talk about parental alienation. But the big thing is we're bringing him on to talk about the Get to Know Your Farmer thing. And this is a really great project that he's been working on for a while and building up. And hopefully we use the voice of the network and everybody across it to get the word out, to make it a real thing where people actually do get to know the people who produce their food. It's a long conversation. That's why we're going to have it. We're going to talk about what you can do and how you can help out. And I've shared the information, as always. If you go to July 5th on towardanarchy.com, you'll find Ethan the Farmer website and the Get to Know Your Farmer website as well. Shared a couple of links. Hollywood actors pledge to never take a role where they pretend to be someone else. That was for a little bit of fun. Babylon Bee, of course, everybody knows about them. They're humorous. The religious website. Great fun along the lines of The Onion, or Mad even, that kind of stuff. Hollywood actors pledge to never take a role where they have to pretend to be someone else. I want to read this to you because it's funny and it's short. In a push for inclusivity, actors across Hollywood resigned from their roles today and took a pledge never to take a role where they have to act like something they are not. The actors resigned from their roles en masse since they are hatefully approaching the experiences of other people when they act. Actors should not act like someone else since this is appropriating culture, thoughts, acts, and attitudes of a different person, said Alyssa Milano in an Instagram video. I would also like to apologize for the times I have acted like I am someone that I am not, from the time that I was pretending to be a witch, even though I am not really a witch, to the time, well, wait, that's the only role I can remember. I'm sure I've had more. I'm sorry for those too. It goes on a couple more things. Just talking about Larry David is really the only one who'll be left in, to play himself because he plays his own role in Curb Your Enthusiasm. But you have to say goodbye to the likes of Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel playing Groot and Rocket in the Marvel movies. They've got to come up with a real raccoon and a real talking tree. It's just making fun of this ridiculous notion that people can't be other people, that they can't do voices, that they can't imitate what they see in other places. And it's sad. The Simpsons have been doing it for 35 years, and all of a sudden it's a problem for a white guy to do the voice of the Indian guy that runs the Quickie Mart. Are you serious? Really? After all this time, when it's not offensive, nobody ever has gone, oh, I'm offended by the Simpsons. It's never been a point of contention. I mean, maybe somebody somewhere, I don't know. It's sad. It's sad to see, because what it is it's destroying ideas and things that have nothing to do with racism, that have nothing to do with hate. It's a complete misdirection. That's the entire march on the ground in the Black Lives Movement. You know, it's under the guise. We've been through this as a nation before, of racism and slavery and hatred, and used it as a reason to wage war on an entire half of the nation. We seem to be headed down that same path again. While the popular understanding of anarchism is of a violent anti-state movement, anarchism is a much more subtle and nuanced tradition than a simple opposition to government power. Anarchists oppose the idea that power and domination are necessary for society and instead advocate more cooperative, anti-hierarchical forms of social, political, and economic organization. And you know what? Even a broken clock is right twice a day. L. Susan Brown said that. There's a link up there if you want to find out about that particular anarcho-communist and some of the things that she's written, because a lot of times there's a lot of good information inside what those people are talking about, but us sort of right-thinking people, economically less challenged maybe in some of the cases of the people we're talking about, they just don't get it. It all breaks down when it comes to money, because they want their feelings to organize money. They want it to organize more. They want their feelings to organize markets and things. And you just can't. It just doesn't work that way. Markets do what they're going to do. That's why you don't interfere. You let them do what they do, so that the things that are bad that happen to those that do them and not everybody else sharing a burden. It pushes the bad investments, the bunk ideas, the bubbles, all these things grow and die at a much faster rate when they're allowed to do so naturally, instead of with the manipulation through the money and the government and everything that we have currently going on. A little anarchy in pictures. This is perfect for this. It's time for big government to go. Go on, get out of here, big government. Now let me introduce you to my pride and joy. Go ahead and say hi, little guy. Small government says, I'm hungry. Ethan the Farmer is up next on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Okay, so once you browser to towardanarchy.com, look for July 5th. If it's not right there on the front page, just click the archive button. It's really easy to get to. 2020 is the year we're talking about. It's July 5th. Ethan the Farmer is my guest today. He's joining us. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to get to talk to him. It's a long time. It's overdue. We're friends for a number of years. And haven't been able to catch up in a while, so it's going to be a great conversation. But you know, just for the two of us to enjoy to be able to get to catch up. But he's been working on this project for a while, and he's a down to earth, a real down to earth kind of guy. You imagine that from a farmer. He's been working on this Get to Know Your Farmer project, and it's something that we've needed to come here and have and talk about in this forum so we can, you know, see what it's about and introduce the people across the network and maybe spread the word a little bit. So it's a real pleasure for me to bring my friend Ethan the Farmer onto the show. Ethan, my friend, how are you?
Oh, I'm having all kinds of fun out here. It's pretty hot today on the east coast of the United States, and keeping busy as usual.
Yeah, no, you're a hardworking man. How are you? I mean, how's your health? Are you doing okay right now? You're feeling good. You're feeling strong. I know you're always working and you're always on the move. And I don't think that you spend enough time taking care of your mental and physical health sometimes. So I hope you're doing okay.
Well, I have a lot of adventures when it comes to the medical system. They don't much care for my approach. And I think the medical system in this country is garbage, frankly. and so, therefore, we just don't get along. But, no, I have ongoing medical issues, and I'll probably live with most of those till it's my time to take a dirt nap.
Oh, fair enough. You know, you sound good, and it's good to get to talk to you, man. Where are you at? Where are you at? What are you doing?
I'm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
You're at home.
Well, I'm not at home. I live in a tiny house. My home is movable, built on the back of a commercial truck. And I typically have it parked or located at various different Amish, Mennonite, plain people type communities where I don't have to deal with bureaucracy quite as much as I do if I park it, say, at Walmart.
Well, isn't that one of the things that you run into? Are you're from that part of the country, right? And don't you have some problems with like documentation and stuff because of the your age and the way some of the things were handled at the time? Am I remembering that right?
I've had some issues with it. Most of that stuff I've been able to get resolved.
Have you?
Through various different means, but I still have issues with, like, for instance, Social Security. Mm-hmm. My Social Security number, if I give it to somebody like a bank, they have a conniption fit and tell me it's not
right.
A Social Security number.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun. But it is what it is. I'll have to deal with that as long as I live. You know, it's one of these things where we live in a world where they want you to conform, but then those of us who aren't conforming, we end up with headaches periodically.
Big ones. Yeah, big ones sometimes, in fact. How you still have any of the animals? You still have the llama or any of that stuff going on with you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I still have Thaddeus, and I still have Tragically Cute, and I have multiple large dogs. My biggest dog of which right now I have is a 190-pound German Shepherd named Samuel. he's just friendly. He just has a personality problem, kind of like his owner. So we get along good. But no, Thaddeus and me and Tragically Cute and a couple of volunteers, we made a trip in February down to Florida, 4,300-mile round trip, 15 days, and crashed some adventures in Gainesville, visited the university, went to the Ocala Federal Courthouse, participated in the Rainbow Family Gathering out there in Ocala National Forest, visited Miami, Tampa, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and raise some havoc along the way.
That's really cool. That's great. That's great that you're still out there doing it, man. I love the fact that you have chosen that purposely. That's what you do, even though it can be painful and lonely at times. You go where you need it, and you do what you need to do, it seems like. I've always appreciated that about you.
Well, I think that we need to be aware of what's going on in our world. And there's a lot of soccer moms and people that live in a box. They don't necessarily see what's actually going on. And they're not going to talk to an activist. They're not going to talk to somebody that is aware and actively trying to fix what's wrong on a normal case. They don't want to talk to the guy standing on the street corner screaming. But when I walk down that sidewalk with a 500-pound fluffy creature named Thaddeus, they all come to me.
Yeah.
And frankly, it gives you a great platform. I mean, I've gone so far as to jump on the subway with them. I had them at the DNC. I've had them in Times Square. I had them at the inauguration. I've taken them into the Indianapolis 500. I've been to Chicago. I've been to Wall Street with them. So I've done my fair share of trying to rattle their cages in multiple different levels over the years.
Beautiful, wonderful thing. It is really great to see how people will come right to you with the animals. That was always something that was really neat when you were running around with us there at We Are Change in Colorado. that it was just great to see. You would just load one up literally in the cab with you in the truck and drive down the road, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I still do it. I made that 4,300-mile trip with six dogs and a llama and an alpaca in a van and two volunteers. And we literally lived out of the van for 15 days on that trip.
Man.
So, yeah, I still do it that way. And it's the most effective manner.
It is. It is really effective. What do you have people say to you? I mean, they of course they're going to come up and they're asking about the animals and stuff like that. And then what do you start talking to them about the farms and the food and the farm amenities? Where do you begin to even talk to somebody that's a stranger like that? Now that you've broken the ice.
Well, they usually come up to me and they say, "Why do you have a llama?"
Okay.
And I say, "A llama? Where's a llama?"
Mm.
And I look around like I don't even see a llama. I tell him, "Oh, he's my friend. He goes everywhere with me. And his name's Thaddeus. He doesn't think he's a llama, and don't tell him that." And then I talk to him about, you know, family farmers are under attack. Corporate agriculture is destroying our food supply. I mean, something we've seen with this whole coronavirus fiasco, whatever you want to call it, pandemic, there's many other names for it, is the whole situation with the food chains broken. When they couldn't take their food and take it to a restaurant to sell it, the big ag companies had no way to package that food for the consumer. And so now you have the cost of ground beef going up to $9 a pound here locally. I was at the produce auction here this last Tuesday, and there are 20-pound cases of tomatoes going for $100 wholesale. These are the same cases that a year ago I could buy for $8.
Oh, my.
And you got to remember that Lancaster County is like the number three or number four produce-producing county in America.
Right. And it's
so we have these huge auction houses that all the people, the farmers haul their produce there, that they don't have a means to sell it direct to consumers. So they haul it to this auction house, and they put it on a skid, and they put, you know, that farmer has 10 boxes of zucchini, so they put them on a skid, and they sell those 10, who'll give me $5 a box, $10 a box, whatever, and out the door it goes. I've gone there and bought skids worth of cantaloupe for $4 wholesale.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I bought 1,000 pounds of bananas that somebody overbought that was shipped in from, they were fair trade organic bananas, which I laughed. They were shipped in from Colombia, and they had it stamped on the box. I bought 1,000 pounds of bananas there a couple years ago for $5.
What? That's crazy.
So I know the auction business very well. And when you go there, and there was nothing under 20 bucks Tuesday, which I've never seen, ever.
Wow.
And the cost of zucchinis, sky high. Now, I'll tell you what, there's a joke here in this county that if you go to the store and you leave your doors unlocked, you might come back and find a bag of zucchini stuck in your door, in your car. Because people can't get rid of them. There's so many.
Right.
Zucchini is a weed. That thing grows to 2 foot long and 6 inches round in a matter of 2 weeks.
Mm.
And zucchinis were even going for $20 a case. That's a buck a pound. And I'm thinking, okay, these people in the grocery store don't understand what's coming. They have no comprehension of the disconnect to their food chain. They don't know how to go find these farmers. These farmers are happy because they're making, I mean, great money right now on produce. Is the wholesale making that? Because if they're buying, if the grocery store is buying 20 pounds of tomatoes for $100, they're selling those tomatoes for $9, $10 a pound in order to meet their overhead.
That's scary because what you're seeing, basically what you're saying right now is you think this is going to trickle down? That we're going to see some more food shortages coming up? Yeah.
We may not have a shortage. We'll have a price increase. Because what's happening is the big meat packaging plants all shut down. But the little meat packaging plants, the mom-pop butchers, aren't stupid. They quick ran to the sale barn and they bought as many cows as they could, beef cattle, to get them processed and get them hanging so that they could try to meet that demand and catch that at top dollar. And frankly, it's going to help the little butcher shops, and it's going to help the little guys to extend temporarily.
Right.
But the average consumer, let's say you got a family of four and you're getting food stamps, SNAP benefits to try to feed your family. And all of a sudden your cost of food triples. Because that's basically what it's doing. You got a problem. And it's a big problem because your food stamps aren't going up three times.
No. No, they're not. That's a scary thought because I don't think people see it. We've had some conversations on the show. I had a guest on not too long ago that's working on it's not unfortunately he's not doing it here in America, so it doesn't really help us necessarily in that sense, but he's working on finding ways to decentralize the food supply chain by connecting growers and sellers and buyers all through, you know, apps and social media and things like that. And I've seen this explode quite a bit here, which you're talking about with the local smaller shops going. It's amazing how quickly it happened. Immediately, I started seeing across social media all the local shops advertising the beef and everything, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, all the things that everybody else was sort of out of, they were still able to get some and kept going. And so it's been really kind of interesting to see. You're right. I think economically, there's a big boost right now for obviously any store that's open, but for some of these smaller places. And I hope that in the end, this is what we're looking at, a decentralization of the food and more people who get to know their farmer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, and we'll talk about the website and everything.
Get to Know Your Farmer came out of my desire to support sustainable agriculture and family farms. And it's basically a program that started out fighting to save the family farm. I was a farmer. I mean, I don't know if you were ever out at my farm. I know many people involved in We Are Change Colorado and Occupy Colorado and all those guys. A lot of them came out to my farm. In fact, we had people camping on the farm during some of the raids by the authorities. And, you know, it boils down to I saw a need to try to figure out a way for people to know their farmer. And one of the ways I did that early on in my farming was I would take animals to the farmer's markets. I'd take a baby goat along. I'd take a chicken. I'd take a rabbit. You know, people want to know why my dozen eggs, the yolks are orange, the eggs are tasty, they actually have flavor, and why I want a little more money for them. It's because it costs me more to raise them in a manner that's more social or more responsible and sustainable as far as, you know, what how they're housed and how they're cared for, and trying to work with nature instead of against it. And that's how Get to Know Your Farmer got started. Now, Get to Know Your Farmer's grown into a lot bigger thing. We're actually working on an app right now. We have it on the Google Play Store, but it's not functional. We still have issues with it, where people will be able to upload their farm location, what products they have available, and people, based on their geographical location, will be able to find the farmers around them that have whatever it is they're looking for, using the app on their phone.
Yeah, that's great.
It'll be a way for them to get to know their farmer. And if people know their farmer, then they know how their food's being raised. They understand why the guy's beef is a little more expensive, why the eggs are a little more expensive, why the tomatoes taste like tomatoes. They don't taste like that cardboard junk at Walmart. And, you know, that's my tomatoes. When I was farming, they didn't last for 90 days on the shelf, because I didn't have Arctic cod genes spliced with my tomatoes like Walmart does. And you remember the fishy food cars?
Oh, yes.
I have two of those cars now.
Is that right?
Yep. I have fishy corn is mine, and so is fishy sugar beet. They're here with me.
That's
and
great.
I take them with me to events. I'm going to be doing an event the 24th of this month, and I will have fishy corn and fishy sugar beet right out there on display. And as well as Thaddeus and a whole bunch of other stuff to try to reach people and educate people and let people know that there is an option. We don't have to support the system that's broken.
Where's that at? What's this event that's coming up?
It's called Family Days on the Farm, and it's an event put on here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, to have people come out and learn about agriculture. Some of it is farmers. Some of it is even Amish and Mennonites. The Amish actually are the ones that fund it. They spend $250,000. A group of them get together and they pool their money and they put up big top tents. And last year there was about 60,000 people at this event. And wow. It is the only event in Pennsylvania that has not been canceled. We had plans in the first of the year that we were going to do events every 7 weeks this year. And the only event that we pulled off was the one in February, which was the first round, going to Florida. And then as soon as we got back, they locked it all down.
That's crazy. We got to go into a break. Hold that thought. I'm talking to Ethan the Farmer. Go to towardanarchy.com, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
You guys are great. You know, Tracy, Rich, Eagle Eye, Michael, you guys are all wonderful. You're always sharing. And I want to remind everybody else, don't take for granted that if you see a share, you see a like, that you don't need to like it and share it too. The more, the merrier. We got to like, you got to share, You got to follow along, because this is how you find out about something like Get to Know Your Farm. I'm talking with Ethan the Farmer about Get to Know Your Farmer. And if you want to follow along, as always, go to towardanarchy.com. Look for July 5th. Up there is the website for Ethan himself, Ethan the Farmer website there. Also a link to Get to Know Your Farmer website. And as we went into the break, you were just telling us about coronavirus and how it affected your ability to get out and present and talk to people about this year. It's happened to everybody. Everything's been canceled. They just canceled Anarcho Vegas here this past week. They tried forever and ever, but obviously what's happening is they're ramping up again. They've been telling you all along this was going to happen, not that it could happen. It's obvious from the way Walmart has switched everything in their stores that they believe things will not change back, at least not anytime soon. So following that notion that they probably know more than we don't, being the largest employer of people in the world, something like that, a ridiculous thing, they probably know more than we don't. So they're preparing to, whether or not we have to stay this way, they're prepared for it. They're ready for it. And so they've been telling us that it's coming back around again. They're making it happen, taking all these new tests, and they're including people who have tested positive for just the normal cold, and it's just a really big, scary thing that's going on. So there's no better time right now to be talking to people about local, about getting to know the people around you, your family, your friends and neighbors who you may not even realize who they know or what they know, who they might be able to connect you with, who they know on the farm, or who they know who has personal defense items that you need, because like the ammunition is very, very hard to find right now. Handgun ammunition is extremely hard to find right now. You definitely have to buy it online, and it's almost impossible to buy it locally. Have you noticed all these things around the nation as you've been I guess you've only been a couple of places yet. I mean, are you seeing that? Is that true where you're at too, all that I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We had plans to do an event on Earth Day in New York City. That was on the books, and it got canceled because of this. But what I find really interesting is you have a group of people, the Amish, okay, that are not connected to the world in many ways, and they're pulling off an event that they're estimating could have as many as 100,000 people at it. And the government said, we're not going to touch these people. We're not going to stop them.
Well, that's a good thing.
These are people that didn't cancel. Oh, yeah, that is a good thing. But these are people that haven't canceled their wedding. They've been holding their funerals just like normal. They've been holding their churches just like normal. They're not wearing masks.
I love seeing that. I love seeing the old people in the store who are just not wearing a mask. They just don't care. It's obvious. It's great a little bit living in the country like that. Hey, we got to go into the top of the hour, do the top of the hour thing, let everybody know where they're at, who they're listening to, and then we'll come back right here with some more with Ethan the Farmer on Toward Anarchy.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.